Okay, do you find that you talk in different ways to different people? Like, do you talk different to me than you do to your friends?
Well, I say, with me, it's all together different. With whoever I speak to, like say, I can adjust to any language barrier. When I was in Georgia, uh-huh. I changed my speech sound so I would talk the same way they did. But then again, when I came back, sometimes it slipped up on me, you know, I found myself still talking like them.
Yeah.
But then I had to, but no one actually called me but my brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, now, do you talk different to your teacher than you do to your friends? Like to Mr.
Well, Mr. Well, Mr. Yeah. Well, both of them.
Really?
Because I feel that, like if I use, well, like Mr. he don't actually understand what we be talking about.
Really?
No, because like
is he from a different part of the country?
I don't know. Like he's like the dude say, you got me strung out now. Well, he jumped to the wrong conclusion. You know, he jumped all over me about no talking in here. You know, like the dude was making a joke. What actually he meant, he didn't understand what he was teaching. You know.
Oh.
Well, no, he didn't. He said he blew my mind. That's what he said.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you blew my mind. And Mr. Emery thought he had.
Drugs? Or
yeah,
something?
Something like that. He jumped to the wrong conclusion. But like, see, I stopped eating pork, you know, and I went to this banquet. And I was with these older ladies, you know, like I'm the scoutmaster.
You are? You didn't tell me about that.
I'm the scoutmaster and the clubmaster. So as a clubmaster, I got about 8 ladies working up under me, you know.
Dead mothers?
Yeah, dead mothers. And I went to a banquet with the dead mothers, and I wouldn't eat, you know, because I didn't eat pork.
And that's all I had?
And I was sort of like, wasn't eating that night because I was high and I didn't feel like upsetting my stomach.
Yeah.
And they asked me why I wasn't eating. I told them I didn't feel like it. So the first thing they said, you must be full of that old grass. You know? Well, I said, that's right, I'm full of it right now. But now see, she had jumped to the wrong attitude too, see, because I wasn't eating. I wasn't eating because I was high, I was eating because I didn't want to eat.
Right.
And I had more trouble explaining to her why I wasn't eating than I had explaining it to the lady that was throwing the party.
That's weird. Well, I thought people who are high, you know, like to eat more.
Well, they do, but it all depends. Like, say, I find that when I get high, the longer I delay eating, the less I eat. The quicker I start eating, I just keep on eating.
Oh, I see. Okay, but if you put it off, then...
What happened that night was I had 8 before I got high.
Uh-huh.
And then after I got high, I was nice. I didn't feel like eating. I didn't have the munchies, as we say.
Yeah, the munchies, right. That's what we call it, too. Okay, well, do you have anything else to say about language or communication or anything else?
That's about it.
You have no more words to be spoken, to be put down in history.
Oh, history. No. I don't believe in history.
You don't believe in history?
No.
You think it's all made up?
No.
Oh.
Well, I believe that it was put there for us to learn by. But see, people put too much emphasis on history.
Do they?
Like saying, what's the purpose of learning George Washington cut down the cherry tree?
Yeah, there's really no purpose to it, isn't it?
Okay. Now, it was all right to know that Columbus discovered America, but and the changes he went through, but they don't give you all the details. Like say, and history is kind of fucked up. Cause like saying, you got, like when I was coming through school, all through school, we had white history books.
That's right.
And I never knew anything about the black history book. Okay, then when I got up to about the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, okay, then the teacher started shooting on me. Like, you should know more about black history. So you go look up this person, you go do this here, and you go do this. What about this person? You don't know this man here, and all that. Well, I was never taught anything about those men.
Well, I think the teacher was just saying that you know, it's better late than never. You ought to learn it.
Right. But then again, see, and then they went about teaching it in the wrong way. See, like, a lot of the stuff that I learned in school, I read it now, like Ebony got some history books.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they go into more details about certain things, and some things are altogether different from the white history book. Got so you don't know which one to believe.
That's right. Yeah, because it's all just men writing down. So.
Okay, and like say the Bible is a history book.
Yeah, you could say that.
And Like, see, that's why I don't read it too much. Like, when I start reading it, I'll start off reading it, and then it'll say one thing, then it'll come back and it'll say something else. And then again, you got the same sentence, and you got it in a different chapter. That mean it got a different meaning. And like, if you sit down and tape it to yourself, you got a screwed up mind. I don't care too much for history. But that was one of my better subjects, though.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much for helping me.
Okay.